What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to another installment of a dark minisode. As we all know by now, the minisodes that we feature here in between episodes of The Dark Paranormal are stories that are just a bit too short for a full episode of The Dark Paranormal. But to steal the phrase that we use as our catchphrase for our Patreon's Dark Bites episodes, the length of your paranormal experience should in no way be indicative of how truthful nor how terrifying that experience was. And as I'm sure you've heard me say over and over again, for me personally, some of these shorter experiences seem to hold a lot more weight than many of the lengthier ones. And although there are many things in life where vagueness is not a good thing, I personally enjoy a nice, succinct, vague paranormal adventure. The reason being, if a story leaves you walking away asking questions about how and why certain elements of that narrative took place, then that entire experience has done its job as a wonderful paranormal experience. And obviously, I mean that solely from the point of the listener. The person being, for want of a better phrase, entertained by somebody else's terrifying experience. I love anything that you can walk away from where you have questions, where your brain's allowed to fill in the blanks, or at the very least create theories for, theories you can then revisit, amend, and see if they fix or fit the narrative of the information you've been told. And for me, and I'm sure for you, the best topic that can take place in is the topic of the paranormal. Now, today's minisode is not as mini as the majority that we've covered, so we're going to jump right in. Hi, I'd like to start off by saying I'm a fan of the show, and I've been listening for over a month or so now, as I've listened to every other paranormal podcast I could find. I'm a painter from England, and as painters normally listen to music or radio whilst working, I find it relaxing and time-consuming. It makes the day go faster, so I now listen to books or stories in audio format. In the last 2 to 3 months, after finishing the entire Harry Potter series for the 12th time, I started listening to paranormal podcasts. And then I came across yours a month or so ago. And I'd like to share my experiences. Now, I'm not sure if they're paranormal, or simply my brain running wild. I've always enjoyed watching paranormal TV shows and exploring the paranormal world when I was younger, especially with my mum, who is a believer, which I think I am. However, I always try and have a rational explanation. As a side note, my mother visits mediums occasionally to try and contact deceased family members. However, from what she's told me, it's never worked. I'll start with my first encounter that I had when I was 16 years old. But first, I have to go back to when I was around 6 or 7 years of age to explain. My eldest brother is 10 years older than me, and he used to have a friend he'd see regularly who lived up the road called Dan. I've changed names for privacy. However, my brother and his friend did share the same name, so for the sake of the story, I'll be addressing them with the same name. Dan's parents always had many animals, which to this day, I'm not sure why. Nothing unusual, just dogs, cats, rabbits, rats, some reptiles, but only what you'd find in a pet store. Well, I used to love going in the conservatory and letting the rats run wild and playing with them. And this became a weekly occurrence. And I'd always beg my brother to take me to Dan's. After a while, we stopped going to Dan's. And as a kid, you don't realise these things that sort of slip from your memory and you're onto the next thing that intrigues or entertains you. Now skip to me being 16 years of age and standing in our kitchen with my mum and my brother as he'd come over to visit. We were reminiscing about the days when we were both children and the places our parents would take us, when I suddenly had the memory of the rats in the conservatory. I said to Dan, "Hey, do you remember that friend you had that lived up the road? Remember, we used to see the rats." To which he replied, "Yeah, I do." Not giving much away, which I thought was unusual, as he's a talker, mainly because his job as a hairdresser means you talk quite a lot. So after a brief pause, I said, "Well, whatever happened to them? Because we just sort of stopped going abruptly." To which he looked at my mum, who was wandering around the kitchen tidying up, and back at me, and said, "They had to move." Again, unusually not talkative. So I pried more, and said, "Well, why?" He went on to explain that one Friday evening, Dan and some of his sister's friends were drinking and chilling because their parents were away for the weekend. And they had decided late in the evening to do a Ouija board. At this point, my mum throws her hands up and says, "I'm not listening," as she is extremely against Ouija boards, as most people are, and so decides to do some cleaning in the living room. My brother continued, "Well, nothing happened the first couple of tries, but their keys in the back door began rattling, and then there was a knocking sound on the door. One of the group opened the door thinking someone was playing a trick, but of course no one was there. And they go back to the board, and after asking questions, they got information from the spirit they were contacting, and I don't know the finer details, but it was either the ghost of an alleged paedophile or a sex offender. Apparently, this was based on the questions the group had asked. Nothing happened after that on that specific night. However, Dan then went on to say, a month or so after this, they experienced paranormal activity so bad they moved. And my brother never saw Dan again. As my brother ended what he was telling me, literally after he said they moved, all of the lights in the house went out. All the power gone. We were stood in pitch black in our kitchen, and it was dark out, as it was the later months of the year, and it gets dark earlier. I quickly switched on my phone torch, as did my brother, and we went to the garage to flip the switches to try and get the lights back on. But we definitely didn't continue the conversation. Maybe it was just coincidence, but who knows? The weather wasn't bad. I don't remember it being stormy or windy or anything like that. But the lights had never gone out like that before either. Maybe it was just a very rare coincidence, but one that had our minds running wild. Let's have a quick break to talk to you about Policy Genius. Now, we all like to put off life insurance talk because it reminds us of our mortality. But life insurance isn't about death, it's about life. It's about ensuring the lives of those you love remain secure and comfortable. And I'm sure many of you will think, well, I'm covered through work or I'm covered through my bank account. But believe me, you want to check those finer details because you may be surprised what you're actually covered for. And this is exactly where Policy Genius come into their own. Yes, we could talk about how Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace, or how their award-winning agents will walk you step by step through the entire process. But the best thing about Policy Genius for me is they don't have a dog in the fight. They're not going to strong-arm you towards one company or another. They've no incentive to do so. Their only incentive is to listen to your needs, scour America's top companies, and find you the best price. For example, with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that begin at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options even offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. There's a reason why Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot, and you'll find out what it is when you tick life insurance off your to-do list with Policy Genius. So head over to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quote and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jump to the age of me being around 20 or 21. I'm not really sure. I was out with my girlfriend for drinks at the local pub, and we got back around 11 p.m. My parents sometimes went out too, and so upon approaching the house, I checked if their car was there to see if they were home, which it was. So I opened the door slowly and quietly so not to wake them if they were sleeping. I let my girlfriend in, and she went down the hall behind me and into my bedroom on the right. Our garage was converted into a room which was now my room, so it was on the ground floor. Our dog, Ivy, greeted us with a wagging tail, and my girlfriend stayed in the room, giving her attention and getting herself ready for bed. I'd taken my shoes off and walked into the kitchen, which was opposite my room, just to get a glass of water. As I went to do this, I noticed the living room door, to the right as I exit my room, was partially open. This was unusual, as my parents always close each door at night to save on heating bills and keep rooms warm. I thought maybe my mum had fell asleep on the sofa watching TV, which you would sometimes do. So I pushed the door and noticed the room was empty, and a lamp was on by the TV. I take 3 or 4 more steps into the room to go and turn off the TV, and I hear loud and clear, in the corner of the room to the left side, someone clear their throat, with a small cough following. To this day, I remember my jaw dropping open, literally. I just stood staring for a second or two, frozen at the spot where I heard it, but I saw nothing. As a side note, the lamp was on a low setting and was only lighting up a corner of the room, opposite to where I heard the noise. I slowly backed out of the room, a step at a time, my mouth still open, my eyes still fixated to the spot I thought the noise had come from, and I closed the door. I should add, my mother's father had not long passed away when this happened, and she was actively going to mediums during this time, as I said previously, with no results. So she said to me anyway. Only on one occasion has she shared an experience with me, and this was again after I told her what happened the day after. She said she was sleeping on the sofa after dozing off, and as I mentioned earlier, she loves her afternoon naps. And she was woken by a male voice, calmly saying, "What are you doing?" in her left ear. She then said she acted like she heard nothing and continued to watch the show. Now, the last story is somewhat of a mystery. I've only experienced sleep paralysis twice, and I've never been physically touched. I've just frozen and been frightened. These occasions being over 4 years ago, and both being years apart. Both seeming to happen when I stay in an unfamiliar place, somewhere that is not my home. But this one happened in my room, in the house I've lived in my entire life. As a side note, both me and my girlfriend have always never liked the corner of my room, the one behind the door. She always prefers to sleep on the side of the bed furthest away from the door. And I, of course, let her, as honestly, I'm not too bothered which side I sleep on, and I wake up way earlier for work. But this corner of the room just seems extra dark. Maybe it's the way the light comes in at night from the moon, or the streetlights. But it just has this odd feeling, and we both find ourselves at night staring into it, and just noticing it being slightly darker. So much so, we put photos up on the wall to make it seem more friendly. But still, at night, occasionally, we look over after waking up, and it just gives us this feeling. I should add too that I have a long brown coat that hangs up on the other side of the door, the side closer to the bed, and it stays there as it's my favourite coat, and I wear it all the time. And taking it in and out of the wardrobe is a bit of a pain. Anyway, I digress. Around 2 weeks ago, I was really struggling to sleep. My girlfriend was fast asleep next to me, and as not to wake her, I lay there staring at the ceiling, trying to count sheep or clear your mind or whatever would work to fall asleep. And it worked. But a few hours later, around 1 a.m, I woke with a chest pain, a thumping heart, and extreme anxiety, the likes of which I've never experienced since being in school. I've never had a heart attack, but I think that's how one would feel. However, I slowed my breathing down and began to drift off to sleep again. Maybe around 15 minutes later, I shoot up awake again. The same problem. out of breath, like I'd been underwater a little too long. My heart racing and pulsating and severe anxiety. I have a drink, slow my breathing down again, and eventually fall asleep once more. The next time I awake, again what feels around 15 to 20 minutes later, the same thing happens. Only I awake with my head to the right, staring at my coat, my heart racing, raging anxiety and a feeling of terror. You see, it wasn't my coat. I could see my coat slightly behind this black mass. The mass was pure black. I panic and I look to the corner of the room, and I see two small figures around 5.5 feet each facing each other. I look back at the black mass, and its figure has now changed into a huge 6'3" figure in a black hat. An all-black hat, which is like a top hat, but slightly lower. I stare at it for a few seconds, and then it lunges at me, grabbing my throat. I can't move. I'm losing air like I'm underwater. And then it goes black. And this is when I'm awoken. Again out of breath, heart racing and full of anxiety. My girlfriend, who's woken me up, claims I was slightly raised at chest level, with my neck up, fully stretched from the bed, making a noise like I was being choked. I immediately looked at my coat and the corner of the room, but there was nothing there. I managed to finally get some sleep when daylight started to come through the blinds, and well, that's it. A few nights later, me and my girlfriend are woken up by my door violently rattling as if someone on the other side is shaking it trying to get in. This only lasts around 3 or 5 seconds, and my dog is very protective, even if the postman comes. Even if a family member or a friend comes to the door, she will insist on barking. Well, my dog stood up, looked at the door, and started to growl. Not bark, but growl. We call her back to bed, and we pretend we didn't hear anything. We didn't even check. I think we were afraid of seeing something, or even worse, seeing nothing. I should add, too, that no windows were open and the hallway that leads to my door has no windows anyway. I asked my girlfriend the next day if she remembered it, and she said she did. I thought maybe it could have been a vivid dream, but when I started to talk about it, she politely asked me to stop because she didn't want to think about it. I'm sorry for the long read, but I think the small side notes are necessary for you to understand the overall picture of the events. Now, yes, some of this could be down to coincidence and maybe an overactive imagination. And I had been listening to your great podcast for the last few weeks prior. And, well, this could have had an impact. Nevertheless, I hope you didn't sit through my email thinking I've just bored you. I'm a fan of the podcast, and please keep up the good work. Thank you, sincerely, Lewis B. Well, Lewis, firstly, thank you ever so much for your submission for this week's minisode. And secondly, at no point in this experience was I bored. Terrified on occasion, but never bored. One fascinating thing that jumped out at me is your girlfriend's reaction when you tried to discuss the event that took place the night before. And she said she didn't want to think about it. Now, one of my theories is, many, many skeptics, people who will dismiss the paranormal out of hand, will have had experiences. But they will never want to either A, think about them, or B, discuss them, for fear of ridicule. Therefore, it's a lot easier to say it's all nonsense. But as your girlfriend had proven to her, no, it's not. But sincerely, Lewis, thank you so much for your submission. Well, that wraps up this minisode, and I look forward to speaking to you all again on Friday for episode 7 of season 15 of The Dark Paranormal. Don't forget, if you have an experience that you think may not make a full episode of The Dark Paranormal, but might make a good minisode, email it over to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And of course, if you'd like to gain early ad-free access to every episode released on this feed, and to gain access to over 70 hours worth of Patreon-only paranormal experiences through Dark Bites, simply head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But for now, take care, and I'll speak to you again on Friday.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.